It is time to bring in Pat Pagano and 2 to 5 inches worth of forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Yep, good morning. That's the forecast, and it's not coming in at 11 o'clock.
You know, yesterday the National Weather Service, I called Pat, and I said, geez, Pat, we got some schools that were actually talking about early dismissals for tomorrow. They're saying that this stuff is going to come in at 11. And Pat had told us earlier in the morning that it would be late in the afternoon. And you went out again, Pat. You went out again.
I tell you, it's not easy, and it's not going to be any easier when they inaugurate this new computer model. You realize that?
Well, of course it's going to be. Everything's going to be blown. Well, everything's been kind of screwy this winter anyway.
Right.
But
I agree.
It's really going to get blown up out of the way now.
Yeah. You remember Don, who still works for us?
Yep.
Don knows one of the gentlemen who has worked on the new computer model that they have been running alongside of the old one. And Don said, you know, what gives? He says, because, don't you? He says, we know all about it. I mean, the private sector's been yelling and screaming, you know, that the model's not good. He said, it doesn't matter. It's set to be implemented on March 20th, and it will be implemented. So I said, you know, are they at least going to run the old one alongside of it? No. The answer was no, because they've been running the new one alongside of it for months. And that's it. So come the 20th, this new model will take place over the old one. And I just can't wait to see what some of the forecasters are going to do with it. Get ready.
Hey, Clara Lenfest signs on this morning and says, good morning to my favorite weatherman. Uh-huh. Hi, is that you like that?
Yes. Hi, Clara. How are you this morning? Awfully nice. And it's a cold one. What do you have up there this morning,
Nine.
Yep. Definitely a cold one.
Jeez.
And the clouds are in. They will continue to thicken up. And very late today, the National Weather Service put the winter advisory in as of 3 p.m. I'm pretty sure that the snow will be after that. And this is not coming in like a wall. It's going to be very light. So look for light snow from very, very late today through tonight. And as Marshall told you, 2 to 5 inches expected. And then for tomorrow, any snow will end in the morning. Clouds, little sun, breaks of sun by the afternoon, mid-30s. Thursday night is cloudy, and Friday, now, I'm not so sure that there'll even be a snow shower. I think clouds and sun will do it on Friday with highs around 40. The weekend, what a mess. Oh, I mean, the models are all over the place. There could be a system coming in on Saturday that could bring us a little bit of a wintry mix. I think that will come in later Saturday and move out early Sunday. Then there'll be a lull. And then our modeling, including the new GFS, is suggesting that a coastal low will develop and bring some snow Sunday night into Monday. Now, right now they're thinking that most of that will be along the coast, so it may not affect us. But they weren't indicating that yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows? I mean, come this afternoon, when the new models come out, they may be bringing the storm right up the coast as a nor'easter and everybody gets blitzed, or it may just go out to sea and nobody gets anything. So my hat is off to that. I have a feeling, and it's not scientific, folks, I have a feeling that it's going to probably come up the coast because Pat has to drive to Long Island Sunday afternoon.
Well, not only that, Pat. But it's a weekend. You know, it's a weekend going into a brand new week.
Right.
So the way things have been going with school cancellations and late openings and closings, yeah, of course it'll come up the coast. You know, this,
you know, I gotta be out on Long Island at 12:30. It's a Jack and Jill shower for my nephew and my niece.
Yeah.
And of course I'm videotaping it. So I got to be there by the time it starts, which is 12:30. Now, my sister tells me it doesn't end until 4:30. Yeah, and I'm very, very nervous about that because, number one, forget about even the advent of snow at that point.
Yeah.
Trying to get home from Long Island at 4:30 Sunday afternoon?
It's like trying to feed asparagus to a child.
Thank you. So I'm going to put AJ on standby, and I'm going to tell him, AJ, stand by, because if I get home too late Sunday night, you'll have a Monday on your hands, and you may have a snowstorm to boot.
Now, also, we're going to get a cold outbreak next week, right?
That is correct. Yes, yes.
Because we were talking about that a week ago, where you said that it looked like somewhere in the first week of March, we're going to get a bitter cold outbreak.
And it is bitter cold, and it is going to be coming in. That's what makes me a little bit nervous about the Sunday-Monday storm. You know, because I'm thinking along the lines that this could be the, how can I put it? This could be, you know, like the scout.
Yep.
Saying, hey, you know, once I charge up the coast and I get off the coast, then the cold air is going to follow and flood in. Mm-hmm. That's my thinking, but we shall see. It's only Wednesday and a lot could change. So that's a scoop there.
It's only Wednesday. Is a scoop.
I'm very, very upset about this next thing.
What?
I told you, I bought this little gizmo. It's called the Osmo Pocket. It's a camera.
Yeah.
Remember I told you I bought it because we're going on the cruise this summer?
Yep.
I could put it, it shoots 4K. It shoots stills. It's got automatic stabilization. The video, 4K video too, Marshall, by the way. 4K. Oh, and you charge it up by USB, which is phenomenal. And so I bought it. And Saturday night, when everybody was here at our movie premiere, I took it out to show them, and I figured, hey, you know what? I'll put the little memory card in, the micro memory card. Let me shoot some footage of the premiere, and we'll put it on next year's movie. So I went around shooting everybody the whole bit, and then I got to play it back. I can't. And it says on the tiny little screen, not activated. I say, what? Not activated. And I can't activate it because guess what?
What?
It's not compatible with anything but iPhone.
Well, okay, so here's what you got to do then.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take that smart card out. Do you have an iPhone?
No, that's the problem.
Okay, so it's an M4. It's an M4. Do me a favor. Take that smart card out.
Yeah.
What format do you want it in? What video format?
I would
dot
guess,
.mov?
Probably, but it's not going to work because it didn't tape. The camera wasn't activated. So I didn't get anything. I got no footage.
You sure there's nothing on the card?
No, there can't be. That's why I was wondering. Every time I pressed the recording light,
yeah,
the red light went on and went off. And I was wondering, I'm saying, well, maybe that's how it works. But then when I realized that it had a little caption on the bottom saying, you must activate the camera. So when I tried yesterday, they give you two adapters, and neither one fit my Samsung. And I'm saying, what is going on? So I sent a message over to them, and they answered me back. They said, we are very, very sorry, but that phone is not compatible. So I can't download the app that lets this all work and gets the camera in gear. So I'm going to take myself today with the camera to my Verizon store, see if I have an upgrade pending, and possibly upgrade it to either a phone with, it's got to have the Lightning USB/C.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so maybe I can get a phone that has that, or I may just have to get an iPhone. How ridiculous that I'm going to have to do this in order to use this camera. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to sell the camera.
Yeah. Well, see what the cost is of everything before you go green to everything. So. All right. Sorry about that, Pat. Yeah. We'll check with you tomorrow and see if we're going to get dumped on Sunday night.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I hope I know. But if you need me this afternoon, give me a buzz.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast.